Let me just say a few things about a bill that Senator Udall and I introduced last week on climate change adaptation. It's a bill that directs the various federal agencies, particularly the Department of Interior and the Forest Service, to develop a national strategy and individual agency plans to reduce the adverse impact that we expect on public lands and that we're already seeing to some extent on public lands as a result of climate change. It's focused very much on maintaining adequate and abundant water supplies, particularly in our arid parts of the country like New Mexico, and seeing what we can do to improve the health of the forest and the watershed restoration efforts that will help us with the water supply situation. So that's a piece of legislation that we hope is going to be a part of the mix as the Congress continues to debate climate change and what can be done about it. So that I wanted to mention that. But I'm glad to talk about anything else that's on your mind. And let me start with Elaine. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Senator.
Morning.
Could you briefly describe what the Nuclear Energy Research Initiative Improvement Act of 2009 would do and why you co-sponsored that bill?
Well, that's legislation that we included in the energy bill that we reported out of our committee. And what it does is it basically authorizes additional research on the issue of nuclear waste reprocessing and whether or not that can be done in a proliferation safe way. And there is a great deal of that work going on at the current time, but we thought that it was important to go ahead and authorize the activity that's is going on because it's important to the long-term decisions we make as a country on how we dispose of nuclear waste.
Does that bill also support additional research into small nuclear power plant energy production?
It does authorize that. It frankly, it doesn't go very far in that regard. But my own sense is that more needs to be done in the way of research to see whether or not that is a viable source of energy for us. And small nuclear power plant construction is something that several companies around the country are working hard on.
Given the resistance to increasing the use of nuclear resources because of the waste disposal issues, why throw resources at research for small nuclear power plants instead of at other types of renewable and green energy sources?
Well, the experts that have talked to us say we're going to have to pursue all of the different technologies that can give us power in an emission-free way, and we should be doing solar energy research. We should be doing wind energy research. We should also be doing nuclear power research because at the current time, of course, the main source of emission-free energy that we get is from nuclear power. And to the extent that that we do want to reduce emissions, it's important that we continue to pursue that.
Thank you, Senator.
Uh-huh. Abigail, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
There's been the healthcare debate has pretty much dominated most political discussion in this country for some time, and you have brought the issue home with forums here in New Mexico. I'm just wondering if there's something else, there are other issues going on that you think are extremely important but have been pushed in the background a bit that we now need to pay a little more attention to.
Well, yes, I do. I do think that we need to get back to the economic issues facing the country and begin to put more effort into that. We passed a stimulus bill, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, earlier this year, which I think has helped to get the economy growing. But clearly, we are still losing jobs. And the prospect for turning that around is not as good as we had hoped it would be. We need to find some new ways to stimulate job creation, whether that's through tax credits to employers who are willing to hire additional people or additional assistance to states to help them avoid layoffs in education, for example. But we need to get back to that issue of job creation. I think that's very much on the minds of most Americans.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
That's the main thing. I do think a part of that in dealing with our economic challenges, of course, a part of it is financial reform and putting in place the safeguards to avoid the kind of financial collapse that we saw on Wall Street in the last year or so. That legislation is also working its way through Congress too slowly, in my opinion. I wish it were coming faster. But that's another priority as part of the economic challenge that we face.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mike Jackson?
Yeah, Senator, I wanted to go back to the bit that you talked about a little bit ago regarding the, I'm just calling it the NRRI. You were talking about waste from nuclear waste. I was just wondering, are there any provisions maybe for the WIPP site near Carlsbad to see some of this waste if it ever comes to fruition?
Well, the legislation that we introduced doesn't in any way deal with the question of how you dispose of nuclear waste. That's an issue that, frankly, I think we need some good expert advice on. Now, we do have a provision in the energy bill we passed out of committee that would have the president establishing a blue ribbon commission to analyze what our options are with regard to disposal, long-term disposal of nuclear waste, and report back to Congress on a recommended course of action. But that's the only real provision we have dealing with nuclear waste.
Would you like to see the WIPP site maybe pick up some of this waste if it ever once the commission meets and they report to the president and all that?
Well, I don't think we know what sites would be appropriate for long-term disposal of nuclear waste. I certainly don't pretend to have the expertise to say whether the WIPP site would or would not. But it's currently not constructed with that in mind. It's not authorized for that kind of waste. And we need to hear from experts as to where they think it makes sense for us to dispose of nuclear waste or how they think it makes sense for us to dispose of nuclear waste.
All right. That's all I have for right now.
Okay. Elaine, did you have another question?
Yes, Senator. Your reaction to the inclusion of a public option in the health care reform legislation by Senator Reid that includes an opt-out option for states that do not want to have a public option available for citizens. What's your reaction to that?
Well, first, I support including a public option in the legislation. I voted for that in the HELP committee. I voted for that in the Finance committee. I think it's encouraging that we're going to be able to at least start with legislation that contains that kind of a provision. The idea of allowing states to opt out does not give me any great heartburn. I think as long as the procedures are clear as to what steps a state would have to take to opt out, I think it should be a decision that the state makes through its legislature and its governor, like it would any other major decision along these lines. But if a state legislature and governor wanted to prevent citizens of that state from having that opportunity or that option, I think it's appropriate for Congress to defer to them.
Do you think that the opt-out for the public option aspect of the public option in the current bill is just a way of kind of appeasing critics of the public option, but that, as you put it, it would just appear like states were trying to prevent their citizens from having an opportunity if they were to move to opt out?
Well, I don't know what states would do. I guess my expectation would be that most states would not choose to opt out of a public option if we enact legislation that contains a public option. But I have no way of knowing for sure. That would be my guess. Once the issue is debated in state legislatures and governors have to take a position on it.
Thank you, Senator.
Abigail, did you have another question?
Yes, I had one more here.
California, with its big budget issues, one thing that's being talked about out there, the California Energy Commission is talking about regulating large screen TVs, and they say they have 35 million sets and they could bring in $8 billion if they save some energy, wasted energy on those big screens. Do you see anything like that coming before the Congress, and is it a good idea?
Well, I certainly think it's a good idea to have energy efficiency standards for television screens, as it is, as we have them for other appliances that are common in our society. So I think that part works. Now, I'm not aware of what California, how they intend to raise that kind of a revenue from having those energy efficiency standards. The standards that we have on other appliances and other electronic equipment and all are not revenue-raising measures. They are measures to save energy, and that's the kind of effort that I think would make the most sense. I don't know that it makes sense to try to raise $8 billion from this. I don't know how they would do that.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I think they're talking about saving $8 billion in energy cost.
Oh, okay. Well, I do think consumers who bought more energy-efficient large-screen TVs would altogether save substantial amounts of money and energy if those screens were energy-efficient. So I certainly would agree with that. But setting energy efficiency standards for these various appliances is something we've done a lot of as a country, and I think it makes some sense.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mike, did you have another question?
Yes, Senator, one final question. I know that, and everyone has talked about it here this morning, regarding the health care debate. When do you see everything coming to a head on this?
Well, I think the House is beginning their debate this week and are expected to vote before Veterans Day, which is, I think, Wednesday of next week. So in the first couple of days of next week, I would expect the House to complete its action. In the Senate, it's going to be it's going to take substantially longer. Senator Reid is still not received back from the Congressional Budget Office a analysis of the legislation that he is thinking of bringing to the Senate floor. I would think it'll be a week or two before he's in a position to bring that to the Senate floor. And once it's on the Senate floor, I would expect it to take several weeks of debate before we could conclude action on that bill.
So possibly this debate could go into next year?
Well, I think clearly I would hope we could complete action in both the House and Senate before next year, but whether we could get a conference completed between the House and Senate and get a bill in final form to the president, I don't know.
All right, that's all I have.
All right. Elaine, did you have another question?
I do, just one more, Senator. As far as climate change legislation is concerned, the Environment Committee is set to do a markup tomorrow. There are Republicans who are saying they won't attend. Any comments on that, even as healthcare is still kind of holding center stage, looking forward to climate change legislation, your comments?
Well, I don't have any comment on the procedures there in the Environment Committee. I don't know their precise rules and how they plan to comply with those. But I do think that if we can get the support here in the Senate, we ought to try to pass some type of cap on greenhouse gas emissions and begin to deal seriously with the problem of climate change. In addition, of course, I'm advocating that we pass a variety of energy provisions that we reported out of our Energy Committee earlier this year that will promote more use of renewable energy, promote more efficient use of energy in transportation and housing and in appliances generally, and also support continued use of conventional forms of energy.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Okay, thanks. Abigail, did you have anything else?
That's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for talking with me.